At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
All right, what do the Rockets have to do? Game 2 adjustments. Get back on track. Level the series. 713-780-ESPN. Junkie Branham is the most cringes radio host in the station.
Why?
Good having you. Appreciate you listening. Junkie, I would like to see the Rockets do more good things and less bad things. I already know that's Ryan.
Dynamite drop in money.
Ryan, that's Ryan's go-to. I want to see them score more runs than the other team. I want them to score more points than the other team. Although the Houston Chronicle today, I tweeted this at Jeremy Branham for more cringe content. Because you know who does? You know, the writers don't write the headlines. We know that, right? Like, it's some editor, but we don't know. And they write the headlines. Houston Chronicle, their story about, like, their, it's kind of a game preview. If the Rock, this is the headline. If the Rockets wanted to avoid an 0-2 start versus Lakers, they need to fix offense.
Dynamite drop in money.
I mean,
yeah.
I can't disagree.
That, you know what? That sounds like a terrific idea.
Yeah. Alfie, don't suck.
Score points. Fix the points thing.
Read, run offense.
That scoreboard up there, you know what it does, Joe? It tracks points.
Get more of them.
And it tracks who has the most of them. Mm-hmm. The Rockets need to have more than the Lakers today.
They do. More points.
That's what they have to do.
Is that your first key to the game?
Score more than the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. They were talking about it earlier on the bench with Granato and Dell.
Okay.
I don't know. Where was Lance?
He's having some technical issues today.
I saw him tweet about it. Did he ever figure it out?
I thought so, but then it seemed like he was gone again. I don't know.
They it's probably because he's doing the show from his hotel bedroom again.
They don't tell me nothing, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're Hall of Famers, Joe. You're just an assistant.
Yeah, they figure their problems are their problems.
Yeah, they're, yeah, yeah.
Pretty exactly. Much.
Is that show on an island here at the station?
For sure. Kind of. Yeah, of course it is. And it should be. It should be that way. They've earned it. They deserve that. Like, Will Anderson deserves his contract. Mm-hmm. They deserve that. 100%.
That's a great point.
Thank you, Cal. Appreciate you. So, what do the Rockets have to do, Joe? What do the Rockets have to do? What game two adjustments do you want to see from the Rockets?
I mean, if they're going to keep running Reed at point like they did in that game and let him initiate some of the offense, they just need a better game plan. Like, they need to come up with a better idea of how they're going to attack the Lakers.
Yeah.
And it was just too disorganized in the first game. I was rewatching some of the highlights this morning, and it's just chaos happening on, it felt like almost every possession. Like, they need to just, I think, settle down a little bit, and Ime needs to coach them up and, like, help them. Like, they need help. Like, they need, honest, like, they need help. Don't laugh.
Don't laugh.
He needs to coach them up.
He needs to, because he didn't in the first game.
I will, okay. The phrasing's
very
funny.
Clearly.
The phrasing's funny, but I will agree that their offense looked like they had no plan. It was just a bunch of guys, like, trying to go one-on-one and run at the basket.
It's not an offense.
Albie from the top of the key. Yeah. A man trying to go one on everybody and get inside the paint. It was a lot of that.
Brian's feeling himself today. He went to a 10 o'clock movie, thinks he can jump me in the rotation here.
You were laughing at me.
You're right, I was mid-laugh. No, I was really laughing at Brian laughing at you. Hey, what? I really wasn't laughing at you.
I mean,
Joe.
You did okay. Look at me.
I wasn't in.
I saw
it happening.
I knew what you meant. It just kind of came across.
Dynamite drop
in money.
Coach's
got to coach better. You know what else I think needs to happen? The players have to play better.
They do.
Maybe they can get a good whistle and the refs can ref better.
The refs are fine.
Could the crowd better in LA tonight? Because I think if the crowd doesn't crowd as good as they crowded in game one, mm-hmm. I think the Rockets got a good chance.
Do we know if Johnny G's back in attendance tonight?
Is Granato going to Granato? He needs a Granato better if the Rockets are going to win tonight.
What does that mean?
Granato has to Granato better.
More Coors.
More
he needs
Coors
to bring
light.
A sign.
Although it's going to be a tough turnaround for him. Because Saturday, he didn't have to work Sunday. If he goes to the Staples Center, do they still call that? I think they call it crypto.com.
No,
right?
Yeah.
They could call it crypto now. That's a quick turnaround. Like, he's going to be 9:30 there. And if it's 9:30 there, as we all know, it's going to be 7:30 in L.A. We all know that. Yeah, we would never make that central to Pacific time zone mistake. That's for noobs. Mm-hmm. That's for casuals. That time zone casuals are the only ones who would ever make that mistake. But if he's there at 9:30, the game ends at midnight, let's say. I mean, L.A. traffic. Have you ever seen L.A. traffic?
I heard it's bad.
L.A. traffic after a first-round playoff series between the Rockets and the Lakers, probably as bad as it's ever going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not getting home until 1 or 2 our time, right? Maybe he has a late night bite, you know? Out in West Hollywood. Maybe he goes to West Hollywood before he goes home. Now we're looking at a 3 a.m. return. He's got to be on the air at 7. Granado can Granado.
Now, if you're up at 3 a.m., you got to show at 7. You just power through and then just go to sleep after?
I believe in sleep. He's also doing it from home, so he has like a commute. So he could sleep all the way up to 6:30, you know?
I'd rather
have the 3.5 hours of sleep than no sleep.
See, I feel like if I get that little sleep, it ruins my day.
But no sleep doesn't?
I'd rather just not sleep and then sleep throughout the next day.
I believe in any amount of sleep. I believe in any amount of sleep is better than zero sleep.
Okay.
I 100% believe in that. Especially like my age now.
Yeah.
Like back in college, whatever, no sleep's the way to go. But nowadays, any amount of sleep. When was the last time you pulled an all-nighter?
2 years ago?
I'm not sure I've pulled an all-nighter in 10, 20 years.
So staying up and just going through the next day? Like
no. No, I slept the next day. I slept on the plane. I think I had such an early flight.
Oh.
I was so scared of missing my flight that I just stayed awake and then got to the airport and then just like buckled in, fell asleep on the plane.
How long was the flight?
2.5 hours. I was fine the next day.
Yeah, I've come close to having that, but I'll still sleep for the 2 hours. You know, instead of staying awake, I'll go to sleep for 2 hours.
I'll sleep
for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I get nervous about sleeping in.
Like alarm? Like, have you had this issue before?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what'd you do? Turn off your alarm?
I just sleep through it.
The alarm was going off and you slept through the alarm that was going off?
Yeah.
You were intoxicated.
Nope. When I used to have to run the morning shift on the network, I would just usually show up late, like once a week.
Your phone will be going off, and you would just sleep through the phone making sound.
Mm-hmm.
How early was your shift, Joe?
5 a.m. I would just sleep through it.
Your alarm was making noise, and you slept through the alarm making noise? Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
No, you're with Dana part of this time.
No,
right?
We weren't married. We weren't living together then.
So you would wake up at like 6 and the like alarm's going off?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I just sleep through it. I had to buy one of those alarms that were like old school. Like they had like the bell and I would put it on the other side of my room.
I used to have one of those.
See, that's my strategy. I just put my phone like on a dresser opposite side of the room so I have to get up. Because if it's right next to me.
And maybe I'm like,
sets that alarm to watch his morning movie.
Yeah, he's like,
the only time he uses it. He doesn't use it to work.
I don't need it for a movie at 10 a.m.
Movie at 10.
He needs it for a morning movie at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Ime had some game two adjustment thoughts. Also, a couple of other questions here. Do you hold KD back? The whole must win. Is this a must win? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
1976, D&M Leasing opened their doors with one mission, making a vehicle easier, smarter, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. 50 years later, that mission has not changed, and you can get in a new lease vehicle right now by calling 713-290-1000 or visit dmautoleasing.com. And you can get in if you qualify for as low as $400 a month. And when it comes time, they'll get you that car within 24 to 72 hours. Again, it's a really simple process. You just call them right now, 713-290-1000. One of their veteran salespeople will walk you through everything from start to finish. So if you've never leased a vehicle before, don't worry. If you're not sure about how the miles and everything like that works, they'll explain it all to you and help you get in the right vehicle for you, and they'll bring that car right to you as well and take your trade-in to make the process as easy and simple as possible. Call them right now, 713-290-1000, or visit dmautoleasing.com.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.
Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Looked like Corona was going to equalize the match, but they were offside. It is under VAR, so maybe we'll get a good replay. He looked offside to me, though. We're on the draw there, too. It's currently 3-2. Real Betis. Yeah, VAR, no goal. 713-780-ESPN, head of the Rockets, turned the tide. Junkie, who the heck wrote that headline? Captain freaking obvious. No bad word. They need better offense. Yep. Junkie says no adjustment needed. Signed a Lakers fan. How are you? How do you read a Lakers fan with a 281 area code? In fact, get out of here. Go on.
You're not a Lakers fan with a 281 area code, man.
At least Keith from LA has got an LA area code.
Yep.
You can be an LA fan if you have an LA area code. You're not going to text in and be an LA fan with a 281. Doka has no offensive scheme and they don't run plays. It's probably true.
Feels accurate.
Rockets need to have their biggest bench player go knee-to-knee with LeBron. See, if I were to say that, people would be yelling, oh, you like violence. You condone violence. Yeah. Oh, Branham wants the linebacker to hit Lamar Jackson. You're darn right I do. You're darn right I want my linebacker hitting their quarterback right in the ear hole. I've matured. I've grown up. I'm not condoning injury. Not doing it.
Wouldn't be the worst.
Would it help you win the series if LeBron was out the rest of the series? Yes, it would. It would help you.
It would help you a lot.
Did you see how Kevin Durant hurt his knee?
He bumped knees with someone. Right?
He was diving for a loose ball. Why? In practice.
I was about to say, that's the most important part, at practice.
I can't believe that Kevin Durant was diving for a loose ball in practice.
I don't.
Ahead of a playoff series.
How often does he do that during games?
I see him every now and then do it, but not often.
You can't do that at practice.
I don't want my. I believe in hard practice. I believe in hard play. I believe in, you know, you play the way that you practice. 38-year-old Kevin Durant doesn't need to be diving on the floor at practice ahead of a critical playoff series.
No, that on Ime?
No, I don't think so.
For practicing that hard?
No, I mean, you can't tell a guy that, you know, you might be saying, like, go half speed. A guy's still going to go full speed if he wants.
Yeah.
You can tell, hey, Kevin Durant, let's not dive. He's going to dive if he wants.
That's tough. I didn't realize that that's how he got hurt. I mean, hopefully he's back. Like, I think Sam Amick said that the feeling around the Rockets was that the Rockets are optimistic that he'll give it a go tonight.
If he was 75%, would you play him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You might go down 0-2 if you don't play him.
Both on the road, though.
I know, but
plus, if the Lakers go up 2-0, the Rockets probably turn to plus value to win the series.
That's true. So that's, you know, from a betting angle, that's good. But yeah, I think if you can play him, like, maybe you can limit his minutes, but I can't imagine that Durant's going to want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, if he's going to be out there, he's going to play his nearly 40 minutes a game.
Yeah, we'll see. We don't. Will he play? Who knows? I love the people like, oh, I think he's going to play today. Based on what knowledge? Based on what? People's tweets?
It's just a guess.
Yeah.
He was out there yesterday for the open media portion of practice that was minimal.
Yeah, you're a total guess.
Minimal.
It's a hypothesis at best. It's not even that. You're basing your hypothesis based on other people's tweets.
Yeah.
Like, he might play. Well, I think he's playing then. Based on what? Based on Sam Amick saying he might?
He could have structural damage, and we just don't know it yet.
Good. Like, we are going to talk to Dr. Jesse Morse at 5:15. Give us his medical expert opinion on the knee contusion that old man Kevin Durant has sustained diving for a loose ball at practice.
Would you play him if he's 75%?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Like, 75% Kevin Durant is better than anything else you're going to throw out.
Now, I would monitor it. Like, if it doesn't look good, like, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Good effort, good try, good effort, but let's get you back for Houston. Now, if it looks fine, okay, let's let it ride. And then monitor it, too, like, depending on the score and scenario. Like, you get down 10 points. 10 points is probably too light. But maybe you take a 10-point lead. Okay, let's limit his minutes here. And then Lakers get, you know, cut it down to 4 or 5. Okay, Kevin Durant back out there.
Well, and that's it's up to the other players. Like, we saw this in the first game of the series. You're down 8. LeBron leaves the game for the first time. And they're saying on the broadcast, we're all thinking it. Well, this is your moment to close the gap here. When LeBron checked back in, it was still an 8-point game. Like, if you're up early and you want to give Kevin Durant a breather, it's on the responsibility of Alperen Şengün and all these guys to keep that lead where it's at so you can stay out for as long as possible.
Yep.
But I think you have to play him if he can give you 75% of himself.
I would agree. We'll see. We'll keep our eyes out on any update. Dr. Jesse Morse will be joining us, medical expert to Jeremy and Joe. Sometimes we pretend to be medical experts, but we're going to get a real medical expert on with us a little bit later. So Ime Udoka had some what are his adjustments? Ime said our off-ball stuff for sure, Coach Ime Udoka said from the Houston Chronicle. When asked what actions he wanted to see more of, they're pretty adept at guarding isolation. This part's funny. They got Doncic and Reeves and some guys that people attack all year. So if you try to go to heavy isolating, they load up and they're pretty good at that. So Ime's kind of like saying, well, the Lakers were better without Luka and Austin Reeves. He's saying, well, we lost because Luka wasn't playing, which I mean, and I know that's not what he's saying. He's saying on the offensive side of the ball, the game plan against the Lakers is attack those guys because they're terrible defensively. And because they're out, they are a way better defensive team. And you can't really isolate as much as you would because you would attack Luka, you would attack Austin Reeves.
Which, I mean, valid.
Yeah, it is valid.
Like there's nothing against that that I disagree with at all. Now, it should favor you defensively where there's not as much offensive skill on the court. It clearly didn't in game one. But one of the things they have to adjust is just how they handle screens.
Yeah. Defensively. Like, you think you could act? You would think you could attack Kennard.
Yes.
On the other end.
And they didn't really do that.
No. You should attack him. And look, I don't mind teams that are isolation heavy. I believe in matchup hunting. Like a lot of times, it's more efficient. I just think that you have to have a curveball. You have to have a secondary pitch whenever the isolation's not working. And I think it's very easy for this team to have it. It's Alpi Şengün in the low post. Now they're having trouble getting him the basketball in the low post. And with the Rockets not having Kevin Durant, the Lakers are going to send all their attention at Alpi Şengün. But you should welcome that. Like good offensive players welcome a double team. They welcome attention because what do they do really well? They pass the ball. They move the ball. It gives you open looks. So I don't mind the isolation heavy offense as much as a lot of people in this city do. And I don't think people would mind it either if the Rockets had a top three offense.
Sure.
Like if the Rockets had an isolation heavy offense and they were top three in the NBA in scoring, I don't think anybody'd be like, oh, Ime Udoka lacks creativity. Oh, the Rockets are terrible offensively. They don't run sets. You're not unhappy that they run isolation offense. You're unhappy that their offense hasn't been incredibly efficient. So I'm okay more than most with an isolation heavy offense. My point would be more that your secondary stuff has to be a little bit better. I think that you have a very clear secondary option in Alpi Şengün. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Alpi Şengün, because the Lakers are focusing on him more defensively because there's no Kevin Durant, should shy away from that. Welcome the double team. Welcome the attention. You're a good passer. Move the ball around. Get some good shots. Now, the counterpoint to that is the Rockets don't have excellent shooting around them, and that would be a very valid counterpoint.
Yes, but if you never know how it's going to go if you get the ball in the post, at least. Like, at least set it up for a chance of success. Getting Alpi the post at the three-point line is something that I don't think we're going to see dramatically change tonight. Like, I think we're going to still see that be part of the Rockets' offense with or without Kevin Durant. It just shouldn't be. He should never catch the ball out there. It's a total waste of time. He can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
He can't bully whoever is on him all the way down into the paint.
No.
So that should be an easy change, is that every time Alpi's in post position, it should be near the free throw line, worst case scenario. Like, but that to me seems like such a simple change to make in tonight's game. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if Ime's going to do that, because I don't know why they're doing that in the first place. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, who do you put up there at the three-point line in a post situation that, like, deserves it? Ever.
In the NBA?
Like, Dirk?
Well, I mean, I would the Joker.
Joker, yeah. Sure.
That's probably it. I mean, there's some guys.
KG, like, yeah.
Garnett could face up.
But like we're talking about, those are three of the best basketball players of all time.
No, Alpi Şengün should be. And look, I think it's a total team thing. It's not just Alpi.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, post-pass entry. It's getting him, you know, maybe off a screen on the block to the opposite block and getting like, hey, hold your shield. So, like, there's a lot. It's not just Alpi. Like, mm-hmm. It sounds like we're just bashing. Like, Alpi, get post positioning. There's a lot of things you can do with offensive, you know, creativity to get him in some spots where he's got the ability to just seal his guy, and there you go. You're right on the block. There you go. You're 12 feet from the basket, as opposed to, oh, we're just going to swing it over here. You face up and go.
Yeah, to me, that's more of an Ime thing than an Alpi critique.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's recognizing that your player can't do that in the way in which your offense is intended, and it's why the last game was so hard to watch offensively for this team.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. All right, three things to watch in game two. We'll get the junkies' thoughts as well. 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. You know what I really like to do sometimes, almost all the time? The Federal American Grill. Head to the website, thefederalgrill.com. You can order online there. You can check out all of their delicious food. You can check out their dinner menu. You can check out their social hour menu. You can reserve. You can reserve your meeting spaces. You can go ahead and book those RSVPs, those reservations for Derby Day, for Mother's Day. Federal American Grill is fantastic. The food is so good. There's nothing on the menu that you're not going to enjoy. I mentioned the social hour. 4 hours daily. 4 hours. Who does that? 4 hours every day for social hour from 3 until 7. You're going to get $10 apps. You're going to get a great variety of drink specials. That variety, Moscow Mule, Strawberry Lemon Drop. They got your cold beers. They got your old fashions. They got your martinis, house spirits, cold beers, wines. They got it all. They got it all from 3 until 7. They have world-class whiskey selections, world-class bourbon selections, and then this food. This food's $10 apps. Reuben sliders, Gardner Parker's chicken wings, some sticky ribs, and how about the Bang Bang Shrimp. It is so good out there at Federal American Grill. There's 6 locations in the Houston area, as you know. My spot up in the Woodlands area, the Woodlands. They got Shepherd, Hedwig Village, Katy, downtown location. The River Oaks location is open now as well, 2400 Midlane. And the vibes there are so great. The food is fantastic. I mentioned those events. Like, go there for your prom parties. Go there for your graduation parties. You got a birthday coming up? Book their reservation, their private event spaces. They have them at each location. Anniversaries coming up. Maybe it's just a workouting. You want to go out there. That's fine too. And how about these couple of days coming up? Derby Day. Celebrate the running of the Kentucky Derby at Federal American Grill. The most exciting 2 minutes in all of sports. But it's a full day event at Federal American Grill. 3 until 7 at the Hedwig Village, River Oaks, Woodland, and Katy locations. They're going to have live music for you. They're going to have the Woodford Reserve Mint Julep Specials. They're going to have a Best Dressed Man, Woman, and Couple Contest with prizes, too. And also, get those derby hats going. They got a hat contest out there as well. Make your reservation, thefederalgrill.com, dress to impress. And then Mother's Day, tell your mom you love her through her belly with food at Federal American Grill, Sunday, May 10th, all locations, 3-course meal special for brunch and dinner on Mother's Day, 10A to 3P for brunch, $45 a head, 4P to 9P for dinner, $60 a head. It is worth it. It is fantastic. It's going to taste so good. Get on out there to Federal American Grill, where great food meets every occasion.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
713-780-ESPN. HRP listener line. 713-780-ESPN. 1143 says, love Federal American Grill. It's one of my favorite spots. It's awesome. Rocky, out of curiosity, serious question. Lakers beat the Rockets 2-1 during the regular season, and the games weren't really that close. What makes you think that they can win the series now? No Luka. I mean, that's the easy answer. No Luka. Right?
Yeah. And then Shams Charani reported that Luka's not coming back this series.
Boom.
Roasted. Austin Reeves, possible?
They're better off without him.
Yeah, but
Joe always tries to make Reeves happy.
I mean, he did score over 20 points a game this year, right?
So did Luke Kennard against the Rockets in game one. You know what Luke Kennard's averaging in this series? They don't need Austin Reeves. Ime Udoka said that we attack him on the defensive end anyways. You don't need an Austin Reeves when you have a Luke Kennard.
Sure.
I just love that you decided to pick him out and just crush him.
I just like how Joe tries to make Reeves happen.
He's a good player.
Luke is out for the series. We still have to hold our breath for Austin Reeves.
This is the information.
He can score a bit.
Yeah, he can
score.
He's
an above average offensive player.
Yeah, which in the
and he's a bum defensively.
That's a fact.
He's like a tall Reed Shepard.
That's probably fair.
Probably not. Yeah, he's a tall Reed Shepard.
Probably runs an offense better than Reed.
I don't know. Well, his size gives him the yeah. I'm not gonna push back on that. Junkie says just call up Coach Bud Kilmore and have him give
Junkie?
Kevin Durant a shot in the knee. Just don't let Billy Bob see it. You know, movie?
Nope.
It might have to be on his list, Brian.
Friday Night Lights?
No. Come on. I thought your movie knowledge was a 10.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you said Billy Bob, so I instantly thought Friday Night Lights.
Varsity Blues.
Oh, okay.
Put it on my list.
Varsity Blues? You never seen Varsity Blues?
Like half that cast is dead now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad. The three of them are. Billy Bob's no longer with us. The dude who played Dawson's Creek is no longer with
us.
Right,
James Vanderbeek.
The good-looking guy is no longer with us. What's his name? I'm terrible with names.
The Dawson's Creek guy?
No, the other guy. The quarterback who got hurt.
Oh, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Walker or something? I think it's Paul Walker.
Oh, yes. Paul Walker from Fast and Furious. Walker?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, he's no longer with us.
No, he died 20 years ago.
Stop trying to like dunk on how long it's been.
It wasn't 20 years
ago. Also like a really, like it got perked up. Like, oh, it's 20 years ago.
He's like, you're wrong, Jeremy.
How long ago was it?
I have no idea. I mean, it's been a minute. Junkie, I'm a Spurs fan, grew up in San Antonio. If the Rockets take this series, who would y'all rather play next? Not the Spurs. Plus, they wouldn't play the Spurs.
Yeah, they don't receive.
They're the five seed. They would play the Thunder. What do you mean, Junkie? They don't reseed in the NBA. Is Branham always this grouchy or is his diaper loaded? They're calling me old. And I need
to
pins.
I see that.
They're calling me old because I have to have the sleep and I won't pull the all nighter. No, I'm always this grouchy.
You always are.
Yeah,
this inferior.
I'm very. Yeah, I'm always pretty grouchy. Who's that said that? Timothy?
Tommy. Tommy said you're infuriating.
Yeah. No, I'm always this grouchy. I'm just kind of a moody kind of guy. Junkie, I've slept through my alarm as well, but that usually involves accidentally turning it off instead of hitting the snooze. See, that's where I thought you would go. What are you laughing at?
The text line says Billy Bob Thornton's not dead.
I think he is. No, he is dead.
Billy Bob Thornton.
No, not Billy Bob Thornton. We're not talking about Billy Bob Thornton.
I know. I'm just
We're talking about Billy Bob,
Bob
the guy, the character in the movie.
Okay.
Not Billy Bob Thornton. Okay. Billy Bob Thornton plays the landman guy.
That's where I got confused. You said Billy Bob. My mind went to Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, you said Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
That's
I tuned
where
you
the
out.
Confusion came in.
Oh, no, yeah. Billy Bob Thornton's still alive and well. He just started an oil company out in West Texas.
He did.
Facts.
Yeah. He started an oil and gas company out in West Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well at it.
He's doing pretty good. I love when my brain just starts incorporating the iPhone alarm into my dreams. Did that happen to you guys?
Not really.
Never.
It happens to me all the time. Like,
really?
I'll have an alarm and something will happen in my dream where the alarm goes off.
Do you remember your dreams often? I don't.
No, not really. But it creeps me out when that happens.
Huh.
Like, I'm like, why is this happening? Why am I dreaming about my alarm about to go off and my alarm goes off right at that time? Like when it's needed in the dream. It's so weird to me.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
That's never happened to you?
No.
Really?
It happens to me almost every time. Like an alarm dream? No.
It happens to me almost every time I set an alarm.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't really set an alarm anymore because I have a baby and that's my alarm.
Yep. Fair.
But whenever I do set an alarm, it's almost every time where I have the alarm sounding off in my dream. Why does that happen?
Great question.
I think it's like a sign of genius.
BS flag.
Need to drop off some depends for Jeremy. I'm 39. All I need is 5 hours of sleep. What a flex. I'm 39. I just need 5 hours. If I get less than 5 hours, I feel. If I get less than 6 hours, I'm unhappy. I'm sure you're not as a driver. Junkie, the Rockets are a team with talent, payroll, and hype, but the moments the things get tough, they play like they're scared of the moment. Yeah, they do. Probably, you know, leadership, all that. Rockets game two adjustments. Durant needs to play, says Jasper.
That'd be nice.
Dynamite drop in money.
The alarm dream is because we really live in the Matrix. Hopefully the red pill beats the purple pill tonight. Ha ha ha. Happens to me one time, especially with the music songs we'll play, and they'll be playing on my radio. I don't do the music alarm thing. You're not dreaming. Your mind is tuned to your alarm time, and you're just about ready to wake up whenever you think you're dreaming, but actually your alarm.
I don't.
That's like the Kramer thing. Kramer sets his mental time alarm. Remember that on Seinfeld? He set a mental alarm. He's like, I just wake up from my mental alarm.
Sure. I'm not putting Seinfeld on my list. That's a long investment.
Why? But you know what? The thing with Seinfeld is you can watch it as you're going to sleep, and if you miss a few minutes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like maybe like
I think that needs to be your fall asleep show. Maybe what do you do as you fall asleep?
Lay in bed.
That really? That's
yeah,
so boring.
Same.
Scroll TikTok.
I'm ADHD. I can't just lay in bed. If I just lay in bed, I cannot go to sleep.
So that doesn't bother your wife?
She's kind of the same.
Oh, okay.
We'll put it on like a sitcom and like put a timer on, and then we'll go to bed with the timer. Okay. I'm dead serious. If I lay in bed with nothing,
you're just gonna lay there.
I will lay there and stay awake for hours.
Yeah, the only time I have the TV on when I'm going to sleep is like at a hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just go to bed in a dark room without any device?
I stay up way too late scrolling through TikTok and Instagram, and then when it's time to go to bed, like go to bed.
If you haven't seen Varsity Blues, you're fired. Yeah, you got to put that on. That might jump up to number one, actually.
So watch that tomorrow?
Yeah. You need to watch Varsity Blues. That also has a character in Landman in it. And a lot of the textures are referencing her role in it. Yeah.
I know that.
It's crazy how Bronny has a 100-win playoff win record against the Rockies. I know who my goat is. And Reed Jeffords, 0-1 in the starting lineup as a postseason.
Yes, he is.
In the postseason lineup for the Rockets. A great show to fall asleep to is the hit USA Network television series Burn Notice. See, my rules.
And they just tell you dry.
They just tell you dry. My rule for falling asleep shows is it has to be a sitcom that I'm not invested in, and I don't have to go back and watch or search the moment I went to sleep.
Okay.
So usually they're like sitcom reruns.
So yeah, I could see myself like throwing up. But see, my problem is that if I throw on The Office,
you're just laughing hysterically.
I'm just not going to sleep.
Really?
Like,
see, Office is one of the shows in the rotation we put on to fall asleep to.
I'd have to turn it off to fall asleep because I would just get locked in
to The Office.
I love that show.
Just put it on the last two seasons.
You're wondering what's going to happen with Jim and Pam.
I know, but I just love the show. I'll be locked in.
Kevin's still going to drop the chili, whether or not you stay awake or not.
Doesn't matter.
Junkie says it's your internal. How about Curb? Have you ever watched Curb?
No.
Oh,
Joe.
Joe probably watches lousy television.
Well, we know he watches all the Chicago dramas on NBC.
Yep.
He watches, like, network hits.
I watch the Chicago dramas, Survivor right now.
Oh, my God.
Daredevil.
I'm in on that one.
Joe still gets his TV viewing from the TV Guide.
Joe, have you ever seen a TV Guide?
Yes, I've seen a TV Guide.
It's your internal clock, knowing what time you have to wake up. Oh, okay. I just have a superior internal clock than you guys.
You are like Kramer.
Yeah. Well, that's not great.
I was waiting for you to get there.
Virgos aren't good leaders, Durant. Jasper, if you tucked your sheets, you could snuggle right up and fall asleep. No doom watching needed. Jasper, if you don't know, Junkies, infamously, tucks his sheets into the mattress of his bed like a psychopath.
It's weird.
He sleeps like that every night.
It's weird.
Like, you might as well just go sleep in a coffin buried alive. You might as well just go 6 feet under. That's the same thing as sleeping in a coffin. I don't know how people do that.
No,
you're deranged.
I don't get it.
That's the first thing I do.
I like freedom.
Right?
I've been able to move.
Joe subscribes to Reader's Digest. Joe still watches Law & Order.
I used to watch Law & Order.
Oh, man. What happened to the intern, Colton? He quit after day one. Colton's around. Colton actually got hired, right?
Yeah, we hired Colton.
Yeah, he's in the pipeline.
Yeah.
He's on the promo team.
Yeah, he'll be a producer soon.
ESPN 97.5 Pipeline. There you go. Three things to watch in Game 3, according to NBA.com. One, will Durant play in Game 2? I think we addressed that. We'll see. We'll see if Kevin Durant will play. We'll let you know when we know. How much of the load can James carry at 41 years old? It's always funny to people refer to LeBron James as James.
Yeah, that's weird. That's really strange.
Like, it just doesn't roll off the tongue. Like, whenever you're like, hey, can James have a great Game 2? I wouldn't think of LeBron.
Because everyone just calls him LeBron.
It's LeBron.
I think he can do exactly what he – like, if he has to do more than that, I'm curious.
Like I think there's enough rest between the games, like enough days off between the games, and he's, like, so physically in shape.
Yeah.
I think he can handle just as much of the load.
Yeah, I think he can do pretty much anything he wants for this series.
Yeah, like, the days off between games helps LeBron here. I thought at the beginning of the series, before I knew the Kevin Durant news, that this was advantage Lakers. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's the longest series in the Western Conference from Game 1 until Game 7. But because of the Kevin Durant injury, I actually think it's now flipped it to where it's an advantage for the Rockets.
Really?
Joe tuned me out. He didn't know what I just
because
said.
Because of Kevin Durant coming back?
What was my argument there? What was my take?
That it was an advantage, the length of the series was for the Lakers, and then now it's flipped to the Rockets?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was listening.
Because Kevin Durant has a bruised knee.
I was just listening. I was pondering my next thought.
He's got a bruised knee. Of course it's advantage Rockets.
Yeah, I know that helps with... I still think it works the Lakers.
How so? They don't have anybody hurt that's coming back.
Just because it gives LeBron the rest.
This is another Austin Reeves take is what it is.
It gives LeBron
the doesn't need the rest. Kevin Durant needs health.
LeBron needs the rest. He's old.
Did Kevin Durant play in game one?
No.
Is he questionable for game two?
The Rockets should be okay without Kevin Durant.
Wait, what?
They should be okay without Kevin Durant in this series. Alperen and Amen and these guys should be able to win this series without Kevin.
The Lakers have the best player on the floor if Kevin Durant's not playing.
I know, but
they might have the best player on the floor anyways.
Sure, but the Rockets' rest of the roster is better than the Lakers' roster. They shouldn't be getting bullied by DeAndre Ayton like they were in Luke Kennard.
See, I think Ayton gets a bad rap because of the contract he signed. He's still a really good defensive player.
Yeah, defensively, yes, I'll give you that.
That's important, Joe.
But like offensively, he was killing on the pick and roll all game. Him and Marcus Smart.
Nah, that shouldn't happen.
No.
They made Marcus Smart look like a good offensive point guard,
like Boston Marcus Smart.
Yeah, that also shouldn't happen. Who else steps up for the Lakers? You can tell this is an NBA article. How come it doesn't say who else steps up for the Rockets? Huh? This is some West Coast bias, if I've ever seen it. Why isn't point three who else steps up for the Rockets? Why is it Lakers?
Because it's the NBA, and they know Rockets people aren't going to read it.
They're catering to... What do you mean they're not going to read it?
I mean, the Lakers fans are going to read it more, and then Rockets fans are going to hate read it. That's the key to getting Houston people to read stuff, is make them angry.
Yeah. What time is the wrestling segment with BMAC? Saturday morning. Is this the biggest storyline in round one? Probably. Lakers, Rockets, Durant, LeBron, no Durant. Is Luka going to play? Is Reeves going to be a factor?
After last night... Is it Timberwolves Nuggets?
Maybe. That's a good series.
Like, because I would say before that game, because I don't make too much. I mean, maybe the Hawks Knicks too. Like,
especially since Anthony Edwards talked a bunch of bleep after the game.
Yeah, I kind of think it's Timberwolves Nuggets.
Saying everyone on the Nuggets was a terrible defender.
I love Anthony Edwards. He is high entertainment.
He is very.
I want him to be a Rocket so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. But
no, he just got to wait out his. You know. At some point, he'll get upset.
We need to make up a reason that he's unhappy in Minnesota and demands a
it's
trade.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good start.
What do you do? Like lakes?
like
fishing?
Cold.
You like fishing?
Like yeah. Snow?
It's warm here.
It is warm here.
That's like Cal's pitch. Cal McNair.
It's warm.
Cal McNair. Like, how would Cal McNair pitch Anthony Edwards to come to Houston?
It's always fun to win.
Hey, you can win here, Anthony.
That's true.
We're ready to win. We're ready for you.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good sales pitch.
Yeah.
It's always
fun to win.
You know what? You know what that makes me want to do here in Cal? You know who spoke today? Cal McNair.
Cal.
You know what I want to do now?
Hear from Cal.
Let's hear from Cal next. 713-780-3776. We hear from Cal next. 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. Tis the season for basketball. We're watching all the playoffs going on right now. And you know what we're jonesing to do? You know what the significant other's jonesing to do? You know what the kiddos are jonesing to do? They're jonesing to shoot some hoops. And if you're going to shoot some hoops, you need a goal from Pro Dunk Hoops. Why? Well, you need the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. You don't want to waste your time at the big box stores spending some money on a goal that's going to break down in a couple of months. The rim's going to be janky. The backboard's going to have a hole in it. The wind's going to blow it down in its belly. No, you need a high quality basketball goal, and the highest quality basketball you'll find is a goal from Pro Dunk. In fact, they've been serving the best goals since 1984. Tempered glass backboard gives you a true, authentic feel when you're bricking shots. Also, that breakaway rim, which you need that because you're going to be throwing down some jams because you can lower it all the way down to 5 feet. Maybe you're an athlete, though. You don't need to lower it down. You can dunk on that 10-foot goal. What's anywhere in between? 5 to 10 feet, no big deal. They got it. They have unbelievable goals. Thor's there, which has the lightning adjust feature on Thor. What can you do with the lightning adjust feature? You can put your drill in the goal, and it's going to raise and lower the goal for anywhere from 5 to 10 feet in a matter of seconds. They have all the goals, though. They have Thor. They have the lightning adjust feature. They got your in-ground adjustable. They got a portable. They got wall mount, roof mount. They can do it all, at Pro Dunk. Also, their accessories are top-notch. LED light kits for night play. They get the backstop nets for you, pole pad lettering, and lots, lots more. And also, you know the pros can do it, Pro Dunk Hoops? They can install the goal for you, too. You don't want to mess it up. You don't want to put that rim on sideways and backwards and whatever ways you can screw it up. Let the pros from Pro Dunk do it. They can install it perfectly straight, perfect height, or you're not going to mess things up. So go ahead and order that goal right now at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Durant needs to listen to Herb Brooks' speech during the first Olympic hockey game. Bruised knee, the leg is a long way away from the heart. Yeah, we'll see if he plays, Kevin Durant. 9:30 tip tonight.
It's late.
Late one. Will you make it through?
Yeah.
Well, you're griping about it the other day.
I can gripe about it, but still make it through.
Fair. Yeah.
You going to make it through?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's the playoffs.
No
like,
problem.
It's just, it's late. It's annoying, but it's not like the Suns game. Or that one, I was like, I'll watch that the next day. But the playoffs, like, I'll stay up for it.
Yeah, I don't really, I kind of like the late start. Maybe 8:30 would be better than 9:30, but I don't mind it too much. You know, the Astros play before then, so. Something to do before while you wait.
That's true.
Hopefully they won't be playing at 9:30, though. They shouldn't be playing at 9:30.
Well, go to extras then.
Otherwise, it'd be some just terrible pitching. Some awful pitching.
Or it could be elite pitching. Bad offense.
The game would take not long.
We never know. It could go like 18 innings.
Yeah, the new Manfred man, though, makes it difficult to do that.
That's true. That does.
Yeah. So Cal McNair is out with another banger. Cal McNair.
Never.
Hannah McNair.
Never. Quit.
They're going to be celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Houston Texans this coming year, so they're going to have some just, you know, phenomenal promotions. They haven't announced it yet. I just trust they're going to be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They're going to be awesome. So as a way to kind of tease the season, and look, the voluntary OTAs are kicking off, and everybody's coming back, and Stroud's walking in with an Astro hat on by design. Well, Anderson had a press conference today. I listened to D'Amico's press conference yesterday. They asked D'Amico, like, what are you looking for in the draft? He's like, I want players that are going to help me. So we
Dynamite
want good players.
Money.
We don't want bad players.
Okay.
He's like, we want guys who can fit us. Okay. So D'Amico's looking for players, swarmy guys. We knew that. We knew that from D'Amico. But Cal McNair and Hannah McNair is a way to kind of kick off the 2026 season. Like, today's our 25th anniversary. This year's our 25th anniversary, and we're going to celebrate it. Here's their little promo. They cut a promo.
When my parents brought football back home to Houston, their goal was simple. They wanted to win on and off the field the right way, and that still holds true today.
Over the last 20 plus years, we've shared some incredible moments together, and we know there are many more ahead of us. The 2026 season will be a special one as we officially celebrate 25 seasons of Houston Texans football, back where it all began at Reliant Stadium.
Thank you for being a part of our legacy story since day one. Our legacy fuels us, our future inspires us, and together we continue to build what it means to be the Houston Texans.
Go Texans!
I like his crescendo at the end. The Houston Texans.
I just like...
Our legacy fuels us, our history...
Do you notice that they saved all the big words for Hannah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like officially, and celebrate, and Reliant... Save the big words for Hannah.
Can we just play the end again?
Did you notice the crescendo?
Yeah.
The crescendo at the end, he like builds it up for the final, like the final roar, the final crescendo. Crescendo Cal. That's what they called him in high school. That was his nickname in high school.
I think these people are mean who write these. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you for being a part of our legacy story since day one. Our legacy fuels us. Our future inspires us, and together we continue to build what it means to be the Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans.
Go Texans.
How many S's do you think they put on the teleprompter there? Texans.
He said Texans weird, didn't he?
He did. Texans. Yeah.
Texans.
Inspires us.
That last part
fuels
that he read
us.
Felt like he was scripted by ChatGPT. It was
maybe it was scripted by ChatGPT.
Our legacy fuels us. Our future inspires us. Like, it's just so... basic. And
he sounded like Tiger Woods back whenever they played his sound drops on Jim Rome.
My swing feels good. Yeah. The course looks good. I like my chances. Yeah,
that's what we need to do with Cal. We need to do that with Cal.
Robot Cal?
Yeah, we need a robot Cal. We need.
What should he say? What should he say?
Go Texans.
Oh, we already have that.
Swarm and win. I don't know. We need to figure out something that he can say and then just chat, like cut up all his words and make him have Robo Cal make an appearance, you know, every now and then throughout the Texan season.
I'm sure we can do that.
Do you think the people who write the teleprompter stuff or you plug it in, do you think they have to change like the orthography of just the way
the
things?
What?
The orthography.
Top of the Google Doc.
Yeah, the orthography.
What does that word mean?
It refers to the way in which the words of a language are spelled or to the art of writing words with the proper letters according to standard usage.
Then, yes.
Don't you know that?
Learning with Jeremy and Joe.
The more you know with Jeremy and
the
Joe.
The more you know with Jeremy and Joe.
We got to hit a bar there, you know what I mean?
The more you
know. The more you know with Jeremy and Joe is a better bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I think they changed the, what was the word?
Orthography.
Orthography. I just think they just might just chuckle.
Whenever I hear orthography, I think of Orenthal James Simpson.
Mm. Not a great guy.
Yeah, it depends who you ask.
Probably not waiters.
And memorabilia collectors.
Yeah, probably not
ex-wives.
Them.
Yeah, sure.
White Bronco salesman, maybe.
Maybe children. You know who really liked him, though, is that Kelvin Cato guy.
That's true.
Yeah. It wasn't Kelvin Cato.
No, Kelvin Cato was a rocket.
His name? It's close to
that. Cato.
It was
now I can't think of it.
Cato
Kalen. There we go.
Kelvin Cato.
Kelvin Cato, former Rocket.
I knew it didn't really roll off the tongue there. Yeah, I think he liked OJ a little bit.
He lived in his house.
Yeah, he lived in his house.
Yeah. He covered up the murder.
There's some theories.
Oh?
On Orenthal. Mm-hmm. On who did the murder.
Orenthal.
That's one theory.
That's one theory.
That's probably the most popular theory.
You guys don't think he did it?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's theories that exist.
Oh, there's always,
the OJ kid theory out there.
Yeah, his oldest son.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I saw that in a documentary. I forget which one
it was. He was helping out his son.
And then, does Cato have a theory on this one? That he did it?
I don't think there's
he never
a Cato
got targeted?
Theory. No, I don't think so.
I mean, the glove was outside his little house that he was living in.
The pool house?
Was it? The pool house, yeah. The one they found?
It was found there?
I thought so.
It wasn't found outside of the house of the wife?
Yeah, the murder was at the wife's
house.
Didn't they
move the glove, and that was part of the reason that he got off, was because like the evidence was tampered with?
Well, the glove had shrunk because of...
Yeah, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah. Apparently, the prosecution never wanted him to try it on, but he got goaded. James Durden, was that the guy's name?
I can't remember.
He got goaded into it by Shapiro.
Yeah, that was some terrible lawyering on the other side. Really bad lawyering.
Very bad.
Like, the reason that OJ got off was two reasons. Was the people who were, you know, messing with the evidence.
Yeah, that...
Like, they were moving the evidence around.
What was that name of that officer that got described?
I don't remember names. Yeah, I'm bad with names. I just call them, like, dudes and people.
Mark something.
It was definitely Mark
Marco
something.
Mira? He's a golfer. Joe has no idea who that
Mark
is.
Mark Furman.
Oh,
there
Mark
we go.
Furman. And then so bad detective work and tampering, and then bad lawyering from the other side.
Yeah,
the plaintiff, I guess.
Yeah, Mark Furman's on TV sometimes, though.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's like a legal analyst.
Cal McNair sounds like Hank Hill when he talks. Says boots. I love Cal McNair. There's nothing better than Cal McNair speaking. He inspires such confidence.
I saw it on the Twitter timeline today, and I was like. Yeah.
Why did Cal sound like he should be selling propane and propane accessories in that last clip? This is better than the funeral home sales pitch that they had for the other one.
Yeah.
Where they had the music, the cheesy music.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys notice in this? Like it felt like the Cal's like slow, deliberate tone, like Hannah picked up on it and matched him for some reason. Like the tone of Cal brings her down
to
his
level. She kind
of
follows the pace.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
Like, she's talking, like, far less emotion than it feels like I hear.
I like the dual Go Texans at the end, too. They did
well, they have to, I think they have to hit that, otherwise Cal's lost.
I think he can handle a Go Texans.
Did you hear him say Texans at the end?
Yeah, Texans.
Texans.
Go Texans.
He said it like he was from a very specific descent. Yeah, one more time for Cal.
Go Texans.
Go Texans.
They're adorable. They might be my favorite couple.
Number one.
In Houston, yeah.
Really?
Do you have it better?
I mean, no, probably not.
CJ Stroud and Amber Rose?
That's not real.
Not a couple.
No.
Correa and Daniela?
Yeah, that's probably pretty high up there. Like, she's kind of public-y.
Yeah.
See, a lot of the people aren't public-y, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else.
Yeah.
That's probably top.
I guess it could have been Jalen Green and that 45-year-old, but he moved, so.
What was her name? Andrea?
Something like sure. that.
Drea? Yeah. I think they called her Drea.
Yeah.
She was twice his age,
yep.
pretty much. She had a kid just about his age.
I think, like, almost his exact age.
Eric, my issue with the OJ murder case is he was proven innocent, so why aren't they looking for who he did it? Because they had no evidence. Cal is going to tell us what. Need a King of the Hill reboot with Cal, General John McClane, and B-Mac.
Who am I playing, Bill?
That would be some...
I'll take it.
That'd be some good company there.
That would
who's
be...
Who's going to be Boomhauer in that situation? It can't be Cal.
I don't know. What's your perfect day one and two of the NFL draft for the Texans? 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. I was driving into work today, right? Driving into work today. You know what I saw today? I saw a sign right off the freeway that says your grandma uses Ownwell. You know why your grandma uses Ownwell? Because your grandma's smart, because she's been around a little bit. She knows how to save some money. She's wise. She has such sage wisdom. You should be like your grandmother. You should use Ownwell, too. Grandma right there on the billboard using Ownwell. You need to use Ownwell, too. Why would you use Ownwell? To save you money. They're going to save you money on your property taxes. Property taxes are going up and up and up. It is property tax assessment season. Yes, it's stressful. Yes, it's annoying. Yes, we don't like it. Yes, it's expensive. That's why you need Ownwell. And just because your tax bill stayed the same doesn't mean that it's right. With how much the market has shifted, there's still a really good chance you're paying more than you should. So here's what you do. I did this last year, saved some money. Use them again this year, save some money. In fact, they emailed me earlier today. They email you every step along the way, let you know where they're at in the process. But what I love about them is that you don't owe any money until they save you money. Like, they save you money, you pay a little bit of a cut of what they saved you, and that's it. You owe nothing up front, and it is risk-free. And all it takes for you is 3 minutes of your time. 3 minutes of your time. Head to Ownwell, Ownwell.com, fill out some information, and they're going to be fighting for you in no time. You don't have to deal with these confusing rules, inconsistent appraisers, long waits, maybe lawyers, like expensive lawyers. But Ownwell.com, you go there, 3 minutes, they're saving you time, and they're going to save you money, and you owe nothing up front. Harris County, Ownwell delivered an average net savings 21 to 51% higher than competitors. They saved you more than two times in Brazoria County for homes in the 500 to 750 50K range. Ownwell has average customers can save on average $774 a year by signing up. That's so much money. And Ownwell has lowered property taxes for more than a half of million Texans. You can be one of them. What are you waiting for? Don't wait. Deadline to protest May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at Ownwell.com. That's Ownwell.com. Let them know Branham sent you too when you complete your sign up at Ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is Troy Millings from Earn Your Leisure. On Earn Your Leisure, we're all about smart money moves, and here's one most people skip. Car insurance renews on autopilot, the rates creep up, and nobody tells you. That's what Insurify fixes. In about 2 minutes, completely free, you can see rates from more than 120 top insurance companies. And if there's nothing better today, they keep watching and notify you when there's a better rate. So go to Insurify.com. That's Insurify.com. Insurify.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.